The anniversary of September 11th was commemorated by the City of Bloomington this morning in Showers Plaza. Bob Levesick, president of the Bloomington Metropolitan Professional Firefighters, Local 586, led off the ceremony. We hear his words for today's community report.
When I was asked recently, why do we remember this day in Bloomington? Nothing happened here. We were not directly involved. Why do you hold the ceremony? My answer was simple. I said we needed to remember all the public safety personnel who ran into the buildings to help people. But this day is to honor all of those who lost their lives. The office worker at the World Trade Center who thought after work he would be going to play with his son at Central Park. The military member who showed up for his assigned duty at the Pentagon and never made it home. And the passengers of Flight 93 who, in spite of their inevitable death, overpowered the hijackers and probably averted a possibly worse tragedy. And finally, the 343 firefighters, 60 police officers, and 80 EMS workers who courageously lost their lives trying to save those in the Twin Towers. So today is to remember all of those lost and continue to keep their families in your prayers. And now some remarks from Bloomington Mayor Mark Cruzan.
Thank you, and thank you so much, Bob, for doing this every year. You know, as I look at the remembrances around the community and around the country this year, I'm actually very heartened. I've worried in the last few years that maybe we were starting to forget that we show up on this day, and more, this was the first responders and a handful of politicians who were here, and as you look no further than today's front page of the local newspaper, and look around the country, the kind of remembrances that are occurring, I think it is heartening. And I think it's even more important that it's not one of those 0 or 5 years. Those are the kind of years we tend to remember, the 5th, the 10th, the 15th, the 20th. And it's important that we're all doing this today. And I think it's an opportunity for us to reflect upon the thoughts and emotions that we each had that day, and to personalize that, and to recall more than just the TV coverage and all the front pages and all that history that was being made and that we knew was being made at that time. It was that it was a part of us. You know, for me, memories of getting ready to go to a Chamber of Commerce annual meeting that was canceled because of what was unfolding before us. And my parents calling to say they couldn't reach my sister, who they knew had a meeting in the Sears Tower. As you recall, there was fear around the country that a lot of big buildings were going to be under attack, and that fear of the unknown. For Bob Levesick, it was realizing, and I'm sure for many of you, that these might have been officers, firefighters, first responders, EMTs, people that certainly were of your profession, but maybe even people you had met through training, through professional organizations. And that realization, that was a personal feeling that you all possessed. And I hope that every one of us can think about how we felt that day, not just how we look back on it, but how we felt that day, and really internalize that, personalize it, and share it with others. Because just up the street, we have all of today's incoming freshmen at the university. This is the first generation that really has no direct memory of that day. We have today's eighth graders who, the first generation born in 2001. All of you, we're so happy you're here with us today. Thank you for joining us. And for all of these, this next generation, they have to rely on history books. They won't have a personal memory of it. So they'll have to rely on us. They'll have to rely on us to share our personal memories, as Bob did with his family. And what they are seeing today, and all of today's headlines, really is an awful lot of conflict. They look to their nation's capital and they see Republicans and Democrats in conflict. They look to Ferguson, they see black and white in conflict. They look to Indiana, Wisconsin, they see gay and straight in conflict. So I hope that all of us can remind them that on September 11, 2001, what we all saw and what we committed to the next generation was a unified nation, and that we take our personal experience and realize again that we have an individual and a collective responsibility to honor the commitment we made then. We will never forget. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please stand? Honor Guard and Companies, attend! The men and women of today's fire service are confronted with a more dangerous work environment than ever before. We are forced to continually change our strategies and tactics to accomplish our tasks. Our methods may change, but our goals remain the same as they were in the past, to save lives and protect property, sometimes at a terrible cost. This is what we do. This is our chosen profession. This is the tradition of a firefighter. The fire service is today ever-changing, but is steeped in traditions 200 years old. One such tradition is the sound of the bell. In the past, as firefighters began their tour duty, it was the bell that sounded the beginning of that day's shift. Throughout the day and night, each alarm was sounded by a bell, which summoned these brave souls to fight fires and to place their lives in jeopardy for the good of their fellow citizen. And when the fire was out and the alarm had come to an end, it was the bell that signaled out to all the completion of that call. When a firefighter had died in the line of duty, paying the supreme sacrifice, it was the mournful toll of the bell that solemnly announced a comrade's passing. We utilize these traditions as symbols, which reflect honor and respect on those who have given so much and who have served so well. To symbolize the devotion that these brave souls had for their duty, a special signal of three rings, three times each, represents the end of our comrades' duties and that they will be returning to quarters. And so, to those who have selflessly given their lives for the good of their fellow man, their task completed, their duties well done, to our comrades, their last alarm, they are going home. Honor Guard and Companies present our...
President of the Bloomington Metropolitan Professional Firefighters, Bob Levesick, and Bloomington Mayor Mark Rezan offering their perspectives on the continued recognition of the anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks earlier today in Showers Plaza outside of Bloomington City Hall.